I think it's very important. I definitely had a few people that I looked up to when I was, you know, a teenager and a young adult. And I just think we don't share enough information sometimes, you know, and I do think that is important to, you know, I have some, a family friend of mine, she has two nieces and they're about 12 and 16. And I talk to them every chance I get as much as I can. And they probably get sick of me. I just wish that I had someone, you know, a girl when I was that age. I was surrounded by boys and, you know, big brothers and little brothers. And, you know, I think it's very important just to kind of have somebody you can talk to and express what it is that you're going through, because that whole alone feeling is what tends to get us in a lot of trouble in life and, you know, causes us to make bad decisions about things. But when you know that somebody else has been there and they can relate and they can kind of give you some insight and some advice, it usually helps a lot.
Why is it important for you to write about relationships? Because, for example, mm-hmm. a young lady's not going to get that information from Drake, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, Beyonce. No. Mm-hmm. Why is it important for you to convey or to write about relationships?
Because we all experience them, you know, on some level or another, whether it's relationships with our mom and dad or friends or lovers or, you know, whatever. Life is about relationships. And I think there needs to be more talk about it. You know, we're not given a handbook as to how to go through life and relate to other people. But it's a very important and vital part of our lives. And I just love love.
Hey.
And I love to sing about it.
Okay. It's our guest, Angel Taylor, and the new project, Love Angel. And she loves love. Loves writing about great relationships. And, some relationships may not be as great, but she wants to convey to women the importance of having a good relationship. Let's talk about Woman of God, the remix. Did you have fun with that?
I did. It was a very cool song, very contemporary and different for me. Yeah. That was a very cool experience.
How do you like performing? Do you like performing over being in the studio, or maybe do you like being in the studio more than being in front of a lot of folks?
I think I have a preference for the studio. I love to create. I love to write. I love to vocal arrange, and just being in there with my candles lit and kind of, I don't know, it just makes me feel like Angel. So I would probably say studio wins, but I do love to sing and I love to perform, and knowing that I'm connecting with an audience, you know, it is a tremendous thing for an artist. But I would have to say I could be in the studio every day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, how was it going in on Call Me, Aretha Franklin? That takes a lot of guts, I guess, if that's the word I could say.
I love Aretha. You know, we had the chance to do a tribute to her for the Grammys. You know how the night before the Grammys, they always do a tribute, and we were allowed to sing a couple of her songs. You know, we recorded Mary Don't You Weep on our first CD. So it was just, I grew up listening to Aretha, and Call Me is one of my favorite songs by her. So it just felt really natural, you know. One of my favorites.
Did you ever think that you would be along in the industry as long as you've been?
I hoped that I would. You know, I looked at people as a young girl, like Diana Ross and, you know, Dionne Warwick and Aretha Franklin, and I hoped, you know, that I would have that type of longevity and be able to make a difference in music, and, you know, that I hope that I would count, that I would matter, you know. So, no, I didn't know what to expect, but I know that God fulfills all of his promises, so, you know.
All right. Nowadays, everybody's into social media, so where can folks make that connection?
I'm on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and then my website as well, and they're all Love Angel Taylor. I keep it very simple. It's the same name, Love Angel Taylor.
It is our guest, Angel Taylor, the new project, Love Angel, Steal God, the new single. Angel, it has been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you and your ministry. Thank you for joining us on the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. It's our guest, Angel Taylor, in the Gospel Spotlight.